Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midnight Garden with Mutto Sasquatch, the Uncommon Shaman.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Midnight Garden with Mutto Sasquatch, which is who I am. Please join me here in between the chilies and the bell peppers for 30 minutes of 21st century philosophy. How are you? I'm doing just fine. I'm here at my, I guess, maybe not my favorite broadcasting location, but the one that seems to have that seems to be least objectionable. And things have worked out for me very well today because I'm here in the back room. And that room cleared out before broadcast time, and I don't have a lot of other voices to contend with, at least not close to me. I really only have the radio and the music, wherever it's coming from, and the occasional waitstaff person who comes in wanting to clean the place up, and I'm in their way. So at some point, I may actually have to pick up my equipment here to facilitate their cleaning, because I certainly don't want to be a problem. But until that time, we're going to be it should be you and me back here in the back room sharing some things. Now, before we get into that, let me just say one thing about one technical note, which I've been asked not to do anymore because it's boring. But I feel like I do need to. I neglected to bring my phone with me tonight, so if I should happen to lose my Wi-Fi, which does happen every once in a while, I'm going to go into the ether somewhere, and unless the Wi-Fi comes back, I won't come back. So I just wanted to let you know, I'm not mad or anything. I'm not walking away from you. It is a matter of technology and of my forgetfulness, forgetting to bring my backup. So, okay, that's it. No more technical notes about the show. Let me tell you what happened to last week's show, because I was not on. We had some excitement at the apartment complex where I live. I had loaned someone some money. She was going to go to rehab last week. And the people who go to rehab or to jail, it's the same kind of deal, at least in this sense. They need some money to take with them because they're not allowed to take anything in with them. You get money and you give it to the person at the front desk. They call it putting it on the book. Okay, so it's on her book, and then she can get, you know, soda or candy or whatever she wants. Or actually, the big thing I'm told is underwear, because you're not allowed to take any of your own clothes in. You know, sweats and a t-shirt, or maybe if it's you know, hardcore rehab, you get a gown. But you can't take socks or underwear or anything like that in with you. You have to buy it when you get there. So it is necessary to have a little bit of that. And it's not like they get to carry it in on their person. It is managed for them. So I felt pretty good about doing that. But of course, what happens in the end is, first of all, she didn't go, and second, she said unable, because here's one of our attack of the wait staff again. She said unable to pay me back, which kind of wasn't exactly a surprise. I kind of figured that was what the case was going to be. I had more or less written that off, but nonetheless, some words were exchanged, and then I got a text on my phone, supposedly from her brother, was saying he was going to come down and beat me up because I had disrespected his sister. So I said, well, what the hell? I've never been beaten up before. Could be a nice new experience for me. So I sat out in front of the building for 2 hours waiting for this guy to show up, and he never did. Actually, a little bit disappointed, because if I had gotten beaten up, I might have been able to go back to my landlords and have them put me in a different apartment. which I've been trying to get them to do almost ever since they placed me there. But, you know, no such luck. And it probably wasn't. There probably isn't even a brother, or at least he didn't make the text. She probably made the text. But in any case, that was my day on Friday. And while all that was going on, I neglected to do my show. So again, very sorry about that. And I think I will make sure that I'll make sure that I don't loan money to people for rehab anymore, so that it doesn't interfere with my Mudtoe Sasquatch responsibilities here on Blog Talk Radio. So, how are you guys? Hope you're doing well. It's been, as I said, an interesting week, interesting 2 weeks, for reasons other than that the episode last Friday. I'm settling into life as life in retail. Again, still not getting the hours that I would like, but got a little bit this week. I got some hours. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to work in some time that I hadn't expected to have, so that's nice. And I got you know, a little more than I have been for on the schedule for next week. So I think it's something that could possibly be managed. Also, I've gotten a couple of days from university that I wasn't expecting to have. So I think that is going to help. And as long as the main thing is just to keep paying the bills, keep the lights on, well, don't have any heat right now, but you have to pay for it all year round. Pay for my my smartphone, which so far has been quite expensive than I had anticipated. Thinking that that there are all these things that keep, you know, okay, for the first 3 months you're going to have this extra charge, and for the first 2 months you're going to have this extra charge, you know, and on Tuesday, if there's a, you know, a full moon, there's going to be this extra charge. I'm still waiting for the bill to, you know, settle down. When am I going to get a bill that's actually the bill that I'm going to have every month? I haven't had that yet, and don't know if I am going to have that for the next couple of months. So I'm a little bit of buyer's remorse here. You know, I was very excited about going out and getting that smartphone and joining the 21st century. But the paying for it is a pain. Using it is a pain. I'm not. You know, I have finally figured out how to answer a call. That was one of my big achievements of the last 2 weeks, is that with the help of my friend Twilight Evening Star, I was able to figure out how to pick up a call when it came in. Beyond that, I can check my email and check my Facebook. Beyond that, there's not. Oh, and the weather, I can check the weather. But beyond that, there's just not a whole lot I can do with the thing. And my non-smartphone, my dumb phone, except I don't like to call it that because I don't want to hurt its feelings. I hadn't been able to use it at all because the charger wasn't, you know, something was wrong. It's gotten loose or something, and I can't plug the charger in. Well, a couple of days ago, for some strange reason, the charger decided to work. Now, I don't know if it'll ever work again, but I did get a good charge, so I was able to get in and pull some numbers and some data off of there that I had neglected to do before, so I have all of that. And I also have that phone for backup, which is nice. But still not, you know, eventually, if I'm going to keep that phone going, I'm going to be paying for it, too. And I'm, again, paying for two phones, and I don't really have enough money to pay for one. So these are the things. These are the things that are perturbing Mudtoe in Mudtoe's garden. And I guess the second one, I guess the thing about worrying about the phone is boy, I used to know a lot of words, and now I can't think of any of them anymore. I mean, it's another fancy word for bad. It's not as bad, but it's a word with more, a fancier, more nuanced word. And but anyway, it's not, you know, it's not like getting beat up in front of your apartment. So I guess of the two problems, I would rather have the telephone problem. Now, the other thing that has just happened here recently is I've checked out a new place to have my to get my therapy done, since my previous therapist got a better job and went somewhere else. So I had to go find myself a new therapist. And I went in today for my intake. And the intake is always fun because it's pretty much the same thing, you know. Give you a bunch of questionnaires to fill out, and they ask you how you're feeling and how do you feel. Because I told them, you know, my diagnosis is an anxiety disorder, and they said, okay, so tell me about your anxiety. That's the way it goes at the intake. Says, tell me about your blank, or tell me about this, or tell me about that. And it's all right, because I haven't had, it's been a month since I've had any therapy. It's interesting to hear the way things come out differently when you're talking to a different person. I mean, the same through line, I guess, but different points of emphasis. Talked a lot more about my childhood than I have been with my last few therapists. So I walked out of there thinking, wow, that was, and it wasn't like I was trying to speak differently. It's just, and it wasn't like they were asking me wonderful new questions that I had never been asked before. The questions just touched me in a way that they hadn't touched me before, or at least not for a long time. So they recommended to me that I do therapy twice a week. It's been a long time since I've been asked to do therapy twice a week. When I was in the hospital, I did it, you know, 3 or 4 times a day. And then after I got out of the hospital, they had me come back every day for a week. And then, you know, kind of stepped it down from there. But I'm pretty much either once a week or once every other week. I guess my comfort zone would be in between those two points. Every week seemed like too much. Seemed like often I didn't have anything really new to talk about when I came back the next week. And then 2 weeks, I felt like I was forgetting things. That there were important things that I needed to talk about that didn't get talked about, just because that other things, you know, came along and I remembered the more recent things. But they put me on two times a week, so, you know, we'll try that and see how it goes. They told me my new therapist's name. They only give me the first name, and it's the same name as the therapist I had back when I was at the university. And I thought it'd be interesting guy, but it's not. I went on to the website of this new place, and that does have his last name on it, and it's a different person. So I think I feel better about that. That seemed like going back to the same therapist. I mean, even after a long, it had been 8 years since the last time I had seen this other guy. I think maybe even so, that it would be more of, you know, more of that. You know, I'd seen covering a lot of the same ground and so forth. So anyway, so does therapy really work? That's the question I posed in our teaser today. I've been taking therapy on and off since 2003, so 15 years, and I think I may almost be cured. I wonder what does cured look like. That's the thing. If you say, does it work? How do you define, you know, whether or not it works? What is, you know, what's the goal? What is it that we want to accomplish? I've always thought from the beginning, you know, 15 years worth of this, I have thought from the beginning that my goal was to end my acting out behavior. To end this, you know, running around with the with the people here in my neighborhood and getting into mischief, putting myself in danger, driving around 3-4 in the morning in places where I hadn't ought to be driving around, sort of pretending to myself that I'm only there, to help get to sleep, drive around so I can, make myself tired, but really out there looking for a little bit of danger. And occasionally I find it, and then I race home, and I'll never do that again, never do that again, never do that again. So that's the behavior, the principal behavior that I've always wanted to address in therapy. And I guess you'd have to say from that standpoint that the therapy I've done has failed, because I still act out. And I have always felt that the missing piece was knowing why I act out. And that's one thing I would never get from 12-step, because 12-step is not concerned with the reasons for why you do what you do. It's not part of it at all. In fact, it's really not welcome. You make a commitment to stop doing whatever it is you're doing, drinking or drugging or whatever it is. You make a commitment to do that, and then you enlist the help of other people in the fellowship to help you do that. And that's it. There's really no therapeutic element to it. It's a support system it's a support system with a lot of clever slogans. And I say that, it sounds like I'm putting it down. I'm really not putting it down. 12-step was very important to me to getting from where I was to where I am. And I haven't been to a meeting for a while, but I still do. I still look at the readings and so forth. 9th step promises are something that's been very important to me in the past. And that goes, 12-step goes back to the beginning of my therapy. So my therapy is very kind of tied up with 12-step, because when I got out of the hospital, they put me in something called partial hospitalization, which I always thought that was funny. Can you be part of it? Like, I have 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out of the door. But what it meant was, I would come in. I had certain activities I had to do every day that I had to come into the hospital for. And there's other therapy activities like 12-step, and there were other things they had me do as well that were meant to, I guess, make sure I didn't try and off myself. Which is an interesting topic for today, considering we've had 2 celebrity suicides in the last couple of days. I posted on Facebook, and I immediately was sorry that I did, because I often get a lot of negative feedback for stuff like this. But I really felt watching the early returns on Anthony Bourdain's suicide. And it really felt to me like a lot of people were kind of talking about how cool it was, and I didn't like that. So I asked Facebook to stop romanticizing suicide. And I remember posting something similar when Robin Williams died, and I got some negative feedback, not as much as I thought I might. But then for this one, I didn't really get any. I got all the responses I got were on the positive side. So I think at least some people agree with me that this idea of suicide sort of enhancing one's reputation as a philosopher or as a someone you should know is a crock of shit. As Ronnie Cox said in the movie Taps, dying isn't but one thing bad. Don't find that out. I guess, as I bring that up and saying, you know, someone might say that, you know, see that this how someone who's having, you know, kind of issues with I don't know, identity of feeling of their feelings of their own self-worth, and then they see all this stuff about how wonderful, you know, we're all talking about how wonderful he is and how wonderful the handbag lady was and how wonderful Robin Williams was. And hey, all they had to do was kill themselves. And they got all this wonderful positive feedback. And that's, I think that at least has to put, put an idea in people's head that I don't think we ought to be putting in people's head. And it's just me, maybe. But as I say, I didn't get hammered the way I thought I would. Last time I really got hammered, I mean, not hammered like drunk, but hammered like people being mad at me, was about Trump's boy, the little one. I can't remember his name, but this struck me that he looked kind of like Damien from the movies. So I put together, you know, I put out two pictures that you want to side by side, and gosh, it's amazing. It's just astonishing to me what it is in this world, with all the things you could choose in this world to direct your righteous indignation towards. That's what people picked. You know, oh, you say he's the, and really I wasn't. I mean, the thing was, whose son is he? You know, ah, he's maybe really the devil's son, and who is, you know, Trump and all that. I didn't see it as a poke at the young man. And then the same people then will savage Mr. Trump's other relatives while they're grown-ups, so they deserve it. I would rather deserve criticism for things they've actually done, and there are plenty of those, than just because of who their father is. The reason that's been in my head is one of the guy I went to high school with. He's a big muckety muck in the DEA now, and he lives up on our north coast, and I'm going to be going there, presuming I can put the money together. I'm going to be going up there for our 35th high school reunion, so I'm going to see him. And I have not. He was one of several people who unfriended me over that. So, be interesting. Now, see if he remembers that. Perhaps explore what his thinking might have been. Because he's always been. You know, I saw him at previous reunions, we had very pleasant conversations. I might remind him of this little fact. We went to church camp together as preteens. Maybe we were actually, I think we were in high school by that time. And he taught us all a song, and I won't sing it because of where I am, but I will recite the lyrics for you. Went something like this. There's a skeeter on my Peter, whack it off. There's a skeeter on my Peter, whack it off. There's a dozen on my cousin, I hear those fuckers buzzing. There's a skeeter on my Peter, whack it off. And I've never forgotten that. The moral guidance that shines from that bit of philosophy, and seeks to correct me when I go astray, when I commit the grievous sin of suggesting that the president's son looks like a character in a movie. And he does, by the way. Go ahead and look. This is, I'm talking about in Omen 2, where Damien is a teenager. Yeah, take a look. Easier. Anyway, I shouldn't. You know, that's the last time that people that people in any numbers became upset with me. Time before that, this is actually much more substantial, I think, was when it was during the Washington Redskins thing. There was a group of Native Americans who are, you know, protesting to get the owner to change the name of the team. And a few years back during the NBA finals, they bought, you know, ad time. And I was on my Facebook at the time, and everybody's praising this ad and how wonderful it was. And I didn't actually see it, but I did post, you know, my opinion that, you know, maybe if we had a bunch of money with which to help Native Americans, maybe we would want to ask the Native Americans what they wanted. And it just occurred to me that maybe just got hit. All the people just, I was a racist. I was, look, I'm the one who's saying we should ask the Native Americans what they actually want. Because I didn't know that many Native Americans, but the ones I did know, the issue of the name of the football team was not even on their radar. You know, so I don't know how someone decides, much the way people, you know, putting together when people transgress, you know, they sexually molest or sexually harass someone, and there's always this group or people or group, you know, individuals sort of in different ways. I see these same individuals coming on the news and talking about it, as if it's their job to decide what the sort of qualifications are and what should be done to whom. And I think that was I had a very clever way that related to the or maybe it was just my being run off of that thread. And again, a lot of people unfriended me. So I learned on that particular occasion that people who post an opinion on a thread, they're not looking for discussion. They don't want to discuss what it is they brought up. They want you to agree with them. So if you don't, it's best to stay away. Just post something on your own thread, you know, and let them come to you. You know, so it's with the whole Damian Trump thing, I did. That's what I did, and I still got in trouble. So maybe, I don't know, maybe just stay off of Facebook altogether. I wish I could, but again, there are all these people, especially old high school classmates. It's the only way I'm connected with them, and the only way I find out about things like the big reunion. Okay, so I have gotten my 90-second warning from Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me this evening. We'll be back next week. Actually, next week, I may be doing the show from Mom and Dad's. So it'll be a phone show. Isn't that exciting? Okay. I'm going to get off of here now. Thank you for listening, and have a pleasant good evening.